You're listening to KUT Austin 90.5. I'm John Ailey for Eclecticos, and my pal Slade Cleaves is here today, and I'm proud of his new CD. I think it sounds great. He is a musician originally from Maine, and he moved down here some 10 or 15 years ago and has been mixing in with the local scene, and along the way, he's written many, many, many good songs, and he has several albums to his credit, I think, what, five or six, something like that.
Something like that.
And this is the latest one, and it's one that he's mentioned to me in the past that he's been thinking about doing, and it's an album which is based, it's titled Unsung, and essentially it's a bunch of songs that he has admired over his time in and around the community and traveling on the road. And so he's recorded these. None of them are his own songs, but he's made them his in his unique way. He's great. So welcome.
Thank
and
you.
Who all did you bring with you?
I wrote actually one of the writers on Unsung, featuring two of his compositions on the record. This is Michael O'Connor playing guitar.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, John.
And you have worked with Michael over the years hearing
his
songs.
Yeah, Michael's been playing guitar with me for several years and showing me his songs for the last couple of years, and man, he's got some great ones.
I got a kick out of one of the notes on your song. It was at the very end, another one by Texas guitar side man Michael O. So there are two on here that are Michael's.
Yeah.
And he's, and what Slade has written is, when my voice gets tired in a long set, I might ask someone in the band to do one of their songs. My wife, Karen, would wait around all night to hear this one, so I figured I'd better learn it.
So
that's fun notes. And who's the gal with you?
This is Eleanor Whitmore, who just moved to town recently from Denton.
Hello, Eleanor.
Howdy.
And she's got a fiddle with her, and it looks like a little bit of a keyboard, so we should be having a treat today.
And a mandolin.
And a mandolin,
mm-hmm.
Whoa. So, what are we going to listen to, Slade? Wait, first off, this Unsung is going to be featured at the Cactus Cafe this weekend. You're going to be performing Friday and Saturday with these same folks?
Yep.
Great. I'm all ears. What you want to do today?
We'll do one of Michael's songs here, this one that he just wrote about 6 months ago or last year sometime.
Yeah.
Called The Devil's Lullaby, a song that Michael wrote about his experiences coming up through the Corpus Christi music scene, which is a bit scarier than the Austin music scene. One, two, three, four. When the shrimpers sit down with their white boots on, drinking all their pay before they make it home, then we're staying. And diggy, liggy, lie, diggy, liggy, low. That's the song that you better know if you're playing. The women whistle and the fiddles whine. It sounds like the devil's lullaby. Well, a rattlesnake race I found myself in. A landlady notified my next of kin, and I'm rambling. Left a crying, pregnant teenage bride, the grandmother kneeling by her side, they were praying. San Patricio, hear their cry. I'm playing the devil's lullaby. I sang the song when I was young, about the power in the blood. Jesus, he can't save me, I'm crucified. The devil's lullaby. So I sang the song of a rose tattoo, a sailor's heart with a girl untrue under the street lamp. Oh, the skirt chasing and free basin. Now the scarlet flows where she sliced me good with a razor. The sirens wail and the church bells chime. Play me the devil's lullaby. Women whistle and the fiddles whine. I'm playing the devil's lullaby. devil's lullaby.
That is The Devil's Lullaby, which is the lead-in song on Slade Cleave's new CD, and he's here live in the KUT studio today. And he's got with him a fine fiddle player. She's Eleanor Whitmore, and she's new to us from Denton, Slade says. And on the CD, you've got a little bit different lineup of folks playing.
Yeah.
And is that ending on the one on the CD, the same, the Hush Little Baby, Don't You Cry, because I don't remember hearing that.
No, that's just a little, a live little treat we had on there sometimes.
That was cute. Mm-hmm. Hush Little Baby, Don't You Cry, Mama's Gonna Buy You, blah de blah de blah. And that was well done. And there's another, you have a fun musical connection on that one that is written about June Carter Cash, and you do Wildwood Flower,
right,
which was written by A.P. Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mixed in with that song. And who does that song? I forget. I mean, who wrote that one?
His name is J.J. Barron. Mm-hmm. He's just a kid who just moved to town a couple of weeks ago.
Like he's 22 or something.
Something like that, yeah. And he actually, he put the Wildwood Flower in there. That's part of the composition of the song.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't my idea.
Well, there's some really good songs on this CD. It's Slade Cleave's new album called Unsung, and we have Michael O'Connor with us today, who has written a couple of the songs on the CD. And does Michael do backup singing with you as well?
Sure does, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And so tell us about your event. You're going to be at the Cactus Cafe this weekend, two nights. It'll be Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, and the fun thing about this show is we're going to be featuring some of the unsung writers at the show. Each night we'll have two of the unsung writers. I can't remember which night is which, but we'll do two sets each night, and each set will be introduced by or started off, kicked off by, Adam Carroll, Chris Montgomery, Steve Brooks,
Graham Weber.
Mm-hmm. Those four will be, I can't remember who's Friday and who's Saturday right now, but it's all on my
They'll
website.
They'll all be good. They'll all be
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
And your website is?
Slade.com.
Just Slade. You don't have to remember how to spell Cleaves.
Right.
Slade.com.
But it's Slade with an I.
S-L-A-I-D.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the S-L-A-D-E, which I never misspell your name. I don't think
I heard somewhere recently there were brothers who had a feud, and that's why the A-I-D came about, because he wanted to distinguish himself from the A-D-E brother. I don't know if that's true.
They were both named Slade?
No, their last name was Slade.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's an old family
name.
What
mother would name two children? All right, so let's have another song. Slade Cleaves live in KUT Studio 1A today.
Let's see. Eleanor's holding the fiddle, so let's do a fiddle song. Let's do Flower Dresses. This is a Karen Poston song. Strap on this device here. She was leaning long-legged neath the bottle cap side of the country store, with a Coke and a smile. Coolest place to linger on an Arkansas day when she saw him passing by. He said, I'll take you back to Texas, and my name is Ray, where the stars are bigger than the hit parade. And she stopped dreaming her dreams, started dreaming his, traded in her childhood. She wore flower dresses for him, rolled her hair and scrubbed her freckled skin, on the chance that they were going out tonight, catch a show, maybe grab a bite. And she looked real nice, she looked real nice. Sometimes I think about my daddy and his Old Spice grin, a clean pressed shirt and a farmer's tan. She never asked him questions and he never told her lies, but I heard my mama cry some. And I was sitting in the hallway on the night he left, hugging my knees, holding my breath. I was never sure why, but he was damn sure gone. Thought it was maybe my fault. She wore flower dresses for him, rolled her hair and scrubbed her freckled skin. On the chance that they were going out tonight, catch a show, maybe grab a bite. And she looked real nice, she looked real nice. Now the evening is just starting to chill a bit. The fireflies over the field at it brings to mind the glider where she used to sit. Count the headlights on the highway, and I think of where you're going, where you are tonight, what you must have seen since I last saw those eyes. I know I can't win if I do not play, but this whole thing scares me. She wore flower dresses for him, rolled her hair and scrubbed her freckled skin. On the chance that they were going out tonight, catch a show, maybe grab a bite. And she looked real nice, she looked real nice. Yeah, she looked real nice, she looked real nice.
A poignant and sad song, but it sounds all sweet and nice as you listen to it. But if you pay attention to the words, which of course you're supposed to do, you get it that it's that one. I understand you had some trouble recording it because you would choke up.
I do that with Karen Poston's songs. They make me choke up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I like them so much.
Tell me something about Karen.
Karen Poston and I met, I don't know, about 12 years or so when she moved to town. I'd been here just for a couple of years. And she was in a band called Aunt Beanie's First Prize Beats. And we used to share nights at the Austin Outhouse, kind of the Austin entry-level gig, which was Sunday night at 11 at the Austin Outhouse. Kind of a tough slot to fill, tough to get your friends out to come out late on a Sunday night. But we were there.
I should say so. 11 yeah, o'clock Sunday night.
It's kind of the entry-level slot there. Make you tough. Michael was there. I didn't know Michael, but he was doing those same slots back then. We were passing in the night. And those guys, Chuck and Ed at the Outhouse, were very good to us and sort of gave us a, you know, the forum to sort of learn our craft and try to build up a little following and get some attention in town and try out songs. And that's where I first heard...
Is the Outhouse still around or is it stopped?
No,
I thought it stopped.
Gentrified into some fancy little shop or some kind. It was a great little local bar.
Mm-hmm. Well, we still have the Great Cactus Cafe, which is for those who have arisen, which
right.
would include Slade Cleaves and his
clawed and scratched for a long time to get into the Cactus Cafe.
Yep. Well, you're there big time. Two shows, Friday and Saturday nights. And you can hear his CD at the show. He'll be playing songs from it. And it should be a real treat because you're having several of the songwriters whose music you borrowed to put on the CD. Mm-hmm. And so that should be great. And you can go to slade.com, slaid.com, to find out who's on what night and everything. I'd like to also say that support for live music on KUT comes from Time Warner Cable, with high-definition channels, including KLRU, Discovery HD Theater, local broadcast channels, and more. As I found out this weekend, looking on the National Geographic Channel and finding out about how tornadoes work. It was really fun. Slade Cleaves is here today. You know it's raining a little bit outside?
Oh, sure is.
Yep.
Yeah. So I got here just in time. The band came in soaking wet.
Ooh, no. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you dried out enough to continue without getting a cold or anything. It looks like we're going to move to the keyboard for the next song.
Yeah.
Before we go on, I got to tell you one thing. All I kept thinking that whole time you were singing that song, following the picture, you know, the poor little kid trying to figure out what happened, you know, and the mom with the flower dresses. And, you know, it's such an oblique view of what went on, when in fact it's obviously a tragedy that the little kid is watching. And the key line in it is that you thought maybe it was your fault that the dad had left.
Sure.
Oh, and the kind of guilt that some, you know, just little hints of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's a whole movie in that song, you know?
Yeah, it's such a common occurrence, you know, whenever parents break up, you know, the kids are always devastated, and there's always that issue of kids feeling guilty that they were the reason. Yeah, so it's a.
But that is not a song that Slade wrote, but I kept thinking the whole time when I was a little kid, you know, you used to say, takes one to know one. But I was thinking of that in terms of your picking these songs. You've picked some really good songs.
Yeah, I think I have a good eye for good songs, I guess.
One to know one.
Yeah.
All right, let's have another.
Well, we were talking about Karen's band, Aunt Beanie's First Prize Beats, and the other primary songwriter in that band was Chris Montgomery, who was also playing around town for a while and is kind of semi-retired now, I think, but he's going to be at the Cactus this weekend with us. And this is a song he wrote right around the time that Aunt Beanie's broke up, and it was a favorite of mine for a long time, so I learned it last year. It's called Call It Sleep. One, two, three, four. You're a working man with a welder's tin, sky blue Ford you bought secondhand. You drive on down to the factory, you drive on down cause it's your job, you see. You carry some cooler in the corner of your... What did I do wrong there?
What's the thermos?
You carry your thermos
underneath your arm.
You carry your thermos underneath your arm. A little coffee and bourbon will help you through the morn. You crack wise with the boys so it don't bring you down. Time ain't nothing but the world spinning round. Call it sleep. There's a car out on the four lane. Call it sleep. Rain on a window pane. Call it sleep. It's all the same. You stop off down at the Palomino Club. The neon sign says we've got your bud. It's a cinder block building on a gravel parking lot. It's Friday night, you're out to spend every cent you got. So you dance the floor with a Mexican girl. She's got whiskey on her breath and smoke in her curls. Hands holding cigarettes and faces you don't know. You sit at the bar until it's time to go. Call it sleep. There's a car out on the four lane. Call it sleep. Rain on a window pane. Call it sleep. It's all the same. Morning air feels like mud over your eyes. The sun coming up's just a 60-watt light. Maybe leave this town and leave this life. Get in your car and you start to drive. There's boarded up buildings and places you've never been. The cars on the interstate never seem to end. It all flies away with a wave of your hand. Like birds over water trying to find land. Call it sleep. There's a car out on the four lane. Call it sleep. Rain on a window pane. Call it sleep. It's all the same. You're a working man with a welder's tan, the sky blue Ford you bought secondhand.
Slade Cleaves, and that song is also from his new CD called Unsung. Again, not a song that he wrote. None of these are songs Slade wrote, but in his own way he wrote them, because he interprets them and very, very well, I believe. And Call It Sleep is one that was written by Chris Montgomery, and the CD is going to be celebrated Friday and Saturday nights at the Cactus Cafe. As I was listening to that one yesterday, driving around, I had to listen to that one again, because it's such a desolate song.
Yeah, it is desolate and sad, and you could just see the rain on the window pane, you know, it's just full of amazing imagery, really.
And he sleeps in his car is what I got. Is that the idea?
Is that what it is? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, because he keeps talking about the car on the four lane, and yeah, it keeps, the refrain is Call It Sleep. It's like, and it's a really bleak life. It's not, you know, he pretends, you know, chats up with the guys and stuff just to keep from being morbidly depressed about how his life is working. But yeah, you know, no, I'm not sure. Maybe he doesn't sleep in the car, but maybe he doesn't sleep at all is what I get.
Yeah,
the whole song.
I take it, yeah.
Really? Oh, he's up all night? Yeah, maybe that's it.
And so Unsung, this wonderful CD that Slade has out. As I was listening to it yesterday, I was like, you know, are you sure he didn't write these songs? You know, because every one of them sounds like that's a Slade song, but it's like, you know, and I'll have to share this little thing with you. I was running to my friend Jim Magnuson, who's a novelist and teaches at the you know, here he teaches writing here on campus and has all these fancy writers, and ran into him over the coffee place the other day, and was had a student, and the student was saying, using the quote, something like, it's the singer, not the song, the argument being that it is the writer. He was speaking from a writer's perspective, that any story is okay. You know, anybody could spin a yarn. I mean, anybody could come up with the idea of a, which is equivalent to writing the song, but it's the interpretation that counts, the author who gives the spin to it. And I kind of was devil's advocate, and I can go either way on it. But this, like, it's just a curiosity to think of a whole album of you singing other people's songs. And there are people who are not songwriters that are very, very successful singers, mm-hmm, that don't ever write their own songs. Mm-hmm. And what's this thing with singer-songwriters that you're expected to do all your own songs? Well, I don't think so. I think it's fine to do other people's. And
I think it's a great part of the folk tradition to do your colleagues' songs, your cohort right. songs. Yeah, I learned about 30 songs that I just had to figure out which ones I could make my own, you know, because mm-hmm. I found 30 songs that I loved enough to learn, and mm-hmm. I'm lazy, I won't learn a song unless I really love it,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, it became obvious as I just practiced them in my room that some of them I could pull off, and some of them I couldn't, because they were too complex, or just weren't my style, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you'll get around to them another day.
Maybe. Unsung Volume 2, maybe.
Let's have another song from Slade Cleaves.
It's one by one of my very favorite young Texas writers, Adam Carroll, probably one of the more better known Texas writers. But in my travels, I ask people if they've ever heard of Adam, and, you know, at best I get one or two hand claps, so I'm pretty sure he's pretty obscure around the rest of the country. We'll see if we can change that a little bit with this song of his called Race Car Joe.
When the wheels are rolling, he's alive, doing 94 in a 55. With a burning engine, he would go down the Gladewater Highway, Race Car Joe. Past the Green Frog sign, where this old beer takes his orders from an engineer, and he tells the two pushers which way to go. That's one day's work for Race Car Joe. He's got the camo points from one last drag before he takes the grandkids out to Six Flags. And the sun has weathered where the wrinkles show, but the years ain't broken Race Car Joe. Mm-hmm.
There's restless dreams, there's oil fires, there's broken drill bits on a blown out tire. There's all new strip joints, it's a holy road. He's seen them all, Race Car Joe. He's 6'5", East Texas style. He's got brand new teeth now on a crooked smile. In a one-ton pickup with a cancer glow, when he looks at you, Race Car Joe. When he laughs with you, Race Car Joe. When he smiles at you, Race Car Joe.
Slade Cleaves is live in our studio today. It's really, really a treat. I'm listening to him and thinking, yep, he's going to be running around all over the country singing these same songs over the next few months. And we're getting to hear him right here in KUT Studio 1A. Our engineer is Cliff Hargrove, making it sound great as always. And mandolin player that time was Eleanor Whitmore. She's been keyboarding and fiddling. And that song is by Adam Carroll. And the idea of Race Car Joe and piling in to just drive on over to Six Flags. Well, it helps to know that he's from Tyler, Texas, and that's not too terribly far from Six Flags if you want to go up there. It's kind of a bit of a trek for those of us down here. But and I'm sure there's still people hauling in to Six Flags. Slade, have you ever been to Six Flags by chance?
Not,
you didn't
I think
miss
I went
that
to
much.
Fiesta when we first got here down in San Antonio.
My parents met there.
No way.
Your parents met at Six Flags. Yep. Well, she's from Denton, so that explains it.
Well, there you go.
Just the city away, a hop across the street. Slade Cleaves, we have room for two more songs, and I don't want to miss out on either of them. So okay. What would you like? Well, let's see. It seems like I need to mention, of course, the Cactus Cafe is where these folks are going to be playing this Friday and Saturday nights. And the show will start out with the opening act, so to speak, of one of the singer-songwriters. You're going to have, just give us an idea of how that works out.
I think we're doing two sets each night, Friday and Saturday, and each set will be kicked off by an opening set by one of these writers.
Okay, so they'll sing like a couple, three songs, something like
that?
Well,
three or four songs, yeah.
Right.
I think we've got, I think it's, let's see, I think it's Steve Brooks and Graham Weber on the first night, and then, I'm all confused now. I don't know.
Steve is the one that writes a lot of funny songs, right?
Yeah, he used to write like a song a week for the Hightower show there.
Mm-hmm.
Topical songs, funny songs. He's also...
And highly political as well.
Yeah, he can do that.
Right.
He can do that. He's a real writer's writer. He was the O. Henry pun-off champion, I think, 3 years in a row, and now he's a judge. I think they disqualified him because he was so good.
Too much of a winner.
Yeah.
And he's the one that does that Everett song on here. I thought, oh, Everett.
Before, he wrote Everett, yeah.
Before I listened to it, I thought, oh, that might be some sort of a sad song about... It's about Everett the poet. It's really... Are you going to do that one today? If not, let's talk about it a bit.
We could do that. We've got another one lined up right now because we sent Eleanor over to the beautiful...
Well, it's entirely up to you what you choose to sing.
Oh, I'd love to do Everett next.
Okay, well then let's do... What's coming up?
We want to do this one because we got such a beautiful piano here. And it's a
Peter King. She plays the piano too, for heaven's sake.
Well, she volunteered just for this tour. She'd never played piano before, so she's... She's doing a fantastic job, though, and this is a song by Peter Kane, who I'm sure you know. He was around town.
Blues writer, and he used to drive around in this blue beat-up car. Peter, is he not still here?
He's here, yeah.
And he's a swimmer.
He settled down, and he just plays around town a little bit now. He kind of went off the touring schedule for a while. I think he drove too many miles in a short amount of time. And
I like him a lot.
He's really great. This is his called Another Kind of Blue. One, two. This feeling just won't fade. It's a somewhat darker shade, a slightly deeper hue, another kind of blue. It's a walk around the town when the stores have all shut down, the kids have gone home too. Another kind of blue.
broken down Ferris wheel, a rusted out automobile with the paint all faded too. Another kind of blue. It's a walk around the town, and the stores have all shut down. The night's just passing through. Another kind of blue. Stare up at the moon. You promised you'd be home soon. You knew it wasn't true. Another kind of blue. If a spark could light the day, guide you safely on your way, will that ever satisfy you? Feeling just won't fade. It's a somewhat darker shade, a slightly deeper hue. Another kind of blue.
It's a song by Peter Kane. It's done by Slade Cleaves, Another Kind of Blue. It's from the new Slade Cleaves album, which is called Unsung. And the songs are all going to be featured on Friday and Saturday nights. That one, of course, has to do with feeling blue.
I just thought an alternative title for my album could be Unfun.
Unfun? Well, I'll tell you what. That's what's fun about unfun songs. Mm-hmm. People love to listen to unfun songs. Mm-hmm. To sort of, you know, I can identify with that real good.
Makes you feel like you're not alone in the world.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and people aren't writing songs when they're feeling so happy for the most part. That's why it's very hard to find songs to sing at weddings, you know. The song that you just sung, and I was thinking the whole time of Peter's old blue car, which, you know, and he's got blue eyes too, by the way. Mm-hmm. So he does still sing occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing to know. And he swims like a maniac.
That's
he's
right.
A really good swimmer.
That's right.
Which I know because I'd see him at the pool all the while. But anyway, the song that we're going to hear next, I hope, is going to be Everett. You're listening to Slade Cleaves live in KUT Studio 1A, and he's here with a couple of other fine musicians, Michael O'Connor, who's written a couple of the songs that you feature on the CD, and Eleanor Whitmore is our fiddle player and keyboardist and whatever else she plays, mandolin. So tell us something about Everett. This one cracked me up, and it is not an unfun song.
Yeah, this is probably the only fun song ever. Well, Race Car Joe's been fun. He does die.
Well, everybody dies. But he goes on in his poetry.
Awesome.
He lives forever.
That's what this song's about. It's about the art of poetry. It's about writing. And it's about a poet named Everett. I don't even know what his last name is, but this poet...
I couldn't figure out who he was. Some famous Everett? I don't know any famous Everett.
I think he
poets,
was just locally famous in New Orleans, kind of a barfly poet.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, next time you see Steve, you know, you get the info from him, and I'll try to get some more info so I can relate it as in my travels. But as far as I know, Steve knew this poet who hung out at the Maple Leaf, a famous bar in New Orleans, and sort of dispensed wisdom and poetry to the young Turks, the local young writers who kind of looked up to him and idolized him. That's what I get from the song, really. I haven't quizzed Steve on the real background here, but Steve originally...
He might have made it up, you know.
He could have. I don't know. I think it's a real guy.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright through the forests of the night. Everett's was the hand, and I could frame thy fearful symmetry. Everett could cage it in a line of thought, line of verse. Everett knew what words were worth, and Everett's words were diamond words. Whenever you heard them, something stirred inside of you, 'cause that's what poets do. However, rat, he never had a square meal in 30 years. A man don't live by bread alone. You could find him anytime, slouched upon his high chair, drinking scotch and staring at his crotch. He slept on sofas, slept on floors. Some nights he slept out of doors. Napkin backs and envelopes were the places Everett wrote his masterworks. And all of us young Turks gathered up the scraps that Everett tossed into our laps. That's how Everett won his fame. He'd print them under Everett's name every year or two, 'cause that's what poets do. Who was the man behind the mask? None of us ever dared to ask. Poetry was Everett's shield and sword. Despair could be its own reward when despair is polished hard until it's stone like a precious stone for all the pain to sparkle through. 'Cause that's what poets do. And all of us at the Maple Leaf knew that he would come to grief. Some folks live so close to death that you can swear you smell it on their breath. Yes, poets dream, poets drink, poets live life on the brink. Poets smoke and poets die, and if you ever ask them why, they'll tell you they don't have a clue. They'll tell you that's just what poets do. So Everett's body turned to ash. We all had a mighty bash. People came from near and far to toast the bard at the bard's bar. We knew he would have done the same for us. And Everett, wherever you are, leaning on some heavenly bar, sloshed upon some sacred stool where God serves his holy fools, even while you damn him to his face. Oh, Everett, I know you've got his grace. And as I listened at your wake, I saw how only you could make triumph out of tragedy, tragedy into a divine comedy. Your words will outlive you. 'Cause Everett, that's just what poets do.
That's a great way to end up today. Slade Cleaves with a song called Everett, which is done on the CD Unsung, and excellent special effects brought in by Eleanor Whitmore with her fiddle. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good variety of special effects brought in with her mandolin and with her keyboards. And we also have wonderful Michael O'Connor playing the guitar, and he's going to be singing as well on this thing. And you've got two of his songs to sing. You started out with one of his... Devil's Lullaby was Michael's song. And that song, Everett, done by Slade, it was originally a song by Steve Brooks, who's, I can see him, he's wicked grin the whole time.
Yeah.
But you see, that one, even though you said this would be the only unfun one, is the one that more than anything else, if you just listen to the thing, it sounds, ooh, sinister. It sounds like a Halloween piece, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but, it sounds a little spooky. Yeah.
But it really is a funny piece. And again, I'd like to say thanks for coming in. I love having you. You know that. And I just think you just keep getting better and better and better and better. And you're one of those with, you know, I recognize a good voice when I hear one, since I'm the teacher and all that kind of stuff. And he's got a, Slade has a terrific voice, but it's what you do with it that is so wonderful.
Thank you, John.
I have totally loved hearing you over the years. And this new CD is a triumph. I think it's just great.
Thank you so much.
Best luck with it. And where are you going to be touring? You're going to be going around, I would think.
Man, a week from today, it starts in Albuquerque. We go all the way to San Diego, and then all the way up to Seattle, and then over to Manitoba, and back down to Texas for about 10 days in July, and then head up to the East Coast and to the Midwest and East Coast in August and New York and all that. And
well, let's hope it's not warm up there, because you know you're escaping the worst year during that time. But
yeah, so we usually go north and cooler climes in August and mm-hmm. a little time off in Maine with the folks, drink some Moxie, go do some fishing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, have a great summer.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much for your songs.
Cheers.
And thanks to Michael,
thanks, John.
To Eleanor for coming in, too.
Thank you.
And CD you can find at his gigs. He's got two performances in Austin before he heads out. Slade Cleaves Friday and Saturday at the Cactus Cafe. And you can find him on his website at slade.com, slaid.com. This is John Ely for Eclecticos, our engineer Cliff Hargrove, and this is KUT Austin.